Section 1. Preparing to drive your vehicle. Getting ready to drive. Before you start your engine, be sure vehicle is in park or neutral. Adjust the seat so you can reach all controls. Adjust all rear view mirrors so that you can use them without having to lean forward or backward. Move anything that blocks your view of mirrors or roadway. Lock all car doors. Put your seatbelt on and make sure all passengers do the same. Equipment standards. The equipment in your car must meet certain standards. You may be stopped at any time by law enforcement for a vehicle inspection. Required equipment. Brakes. Two braking systems. Each must be able to stop the car alone. The parking or emergency brake should be strong enough to hold the car on any hill. Low beam headlights. Show objects 150 feet ahead, visible from 1,000 feet. High beam headlights. Show objects 450 feet ahead, visible from 1,000 feet. Taillights. Two red taillights, visible from 1,000 feet. Brake lights. Two red brake lights, visible from 300 feet in the daytime. License plate light. White light that makes the license plate visible from 50 feet. Directional signals. Amber. Or white, front. Or red, rear, visible from 500 feet. Horn. Heard from a distance of 200 feet. Mirrors. At least one rear view mirror with view 200 feet to the rear. Windshield wiper. In good working order to clear the driver's view. Windshields. Must be safety glass and may not be covered or treated with any material that makes the windshield reflective or non-transparent. Must be free of any stickers not required by law. Side and rear windows. May not be composed of, covered by, or treated with any material which has a highly reflective or mirrored appearance and reflects more than 25% of the light, side windows, or more than 35% of the light, rear window. Tires. Should have a minimum tread of at least 3/32 of an inch or greater, and no worn spots showing the ply. Equipment not permitted. Red lights visible from front or blue lights, for emergency, law enforcement vehicles only. More than two spotlights, cowl or fender lights, fog lights, or other extra lights. A siren, bell, or whistle. A very loud muffler, heard from more than 50 feet, or one that emits smoke. Signs, posters, or stickers on the windshield or windows, except if required by law. A television-type receiver that the driver can see. Headsets, headphones worn by driver while operating a vehicle. Bumper height requirements. Owners of automobiles and pickup trucks are required to have both front and rear bumpers mounted within certain height levels. Height limitations are governed by the net shipping weight of the vehicle, not the modified or altered weight. The maximum allowable heights between the pavement and bottom of the front and rear bumper are: cars less than 2,500 pounds. Front and rear 22 inches. Cars 2,500 to 3,499 pounds. Front 24 inches, rear 26 inches. Cars as greater than or equal to 3,500 pounds. Front 27 inches, rear 29 inches. Trucks less than 2,000 pounds. Front 24 inches, rear 26 inches. Trucks 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. Front 27 inches, rear 29 inches. Trucks 3,000 to 5,000 pounds. Front 28 inches, rear 30 inches. Keep your car in good condition. Brakes. Check to see that the pedal stays well above the floor when you step on it. If the car pulls to one side when you use the brakes or if you hear any scraping or squealing noises, your brakes may need to be repaired. Lights. Check lights often, replace burned out bulbs and keep lenses clean. Tires. Inspect often for proper inflation, tire pressure, even tread wear, and damage. Windows and windshields. Keep the glass clean inside and out. Rear window. If the rear window is covered by or treated with any material that makes it non-transparent, The vehicle must be equipped with side mirrors on both sides that allow the driver a view to the rear of at least 200 feet. Read your vehicle owner's manual. It is an excellent resource for information specific to your vehicle, such as what types of fluids your car requires, what dashboard warning lights mean, what your car services intervals are, and more. Anti-lock brake system. Anti-lock brake system, ABS, prevents skidding and allows drivers to steer during an emergency braking situation. ABS can help improve vehicle stability, steering ability, and stopping capability. It is important to know if your vehicle has ABS because it will affect the way you should stop in an emergency situation. Drivers with ABS need to press down hard on the brake pedal, hold it, and steer out of danger. In an emergency situation, the ABS automatically pumps the brakes at a faster rate than the driver could. Removing steady pressure from the brake pedal or pumping the brakes will disengage or turn of the ABS. Drivers with conventional brakes must pump the brakes in order to stop in an emergency situation where traction is lost and the vehicle slides. You can determine if the vehicle has ABS by looking for a lighted ABS symbol on the dashboard right after starting the engine, checking the owner's manual, or asking the dealer. Trailers, towing, and load. Equipment requirements. Requirements for a trailer, semi-trailer or pole trailer weighing 3,000 pounds or less. Rear, 2 reflectors, one at each side. A brake light if the trailer or load blocks, hides the brake lights on the towing vehicle. Requirements for a trailer or semi-trailer weighing more than 3,000 pounds. Front, 2 clearance lamps, one at each side. Each side, 2 side marker lamps, one at or near the front and one at or near the rear. 2 reflectors, one at or near the front and one at or near the rear. Rear, 2 clearance lamps, one at each side, and 2 reflectors, one at or near the front and one at or near the rear. Brakes that can be operated by the driver in the towing vehicle. They must be designed and connected so that they will automatically stop the trailer if it breaks away from the towing vehicle. Requirements for a pole trailer weighing more than 3,000 pounds. Each side, 1 side marker lamp and 1 clearance lamp. Rear, 2 reflectors, one at each side. Every motor vehicle, trailer, semi-trailer, and pole trailer must have 2 or more stop lamps. 1 stop lamp is permitted on vehicles built before January 1, 1972. Drawbar or towing connection. The drawbar or towing connection must be strong enough to pull all towed weight. Not be more than 15 feet long unless you are towing poles, pipes, machinery, or other objects that cannot be easily taken apart, and have a white flag at least 12 inches square attached to it if it is chain, rope, or cable. Securing the load. You must not drive or move any loaded vehicle on the highway if the load is not secure. The load must not be able to drop, shift, leak, or otherwise escape. You must use a close-fitting cover when hauling loads which could fall or blow onto the roadway, for example, dirt, sand, gravel. Every truck carrying logs or pulpwood must use lock chains to securely fasten the load. Projecting load. A load that extends beyond the sides of a vehicle and more than 4 feet or more beyond its rear must be clearly marked. During the day, red flags at least 18 inches square must mark the extremities of the load. Requirements from sunset to sunrise, and during any rain, smoke, or fog include 2 red lamps on the back of the load that can be seen from at least 500 feet to the rear. 2 red reflectors on the rear that can be seen from 100 to 600 feet when directly in front of low beam headlights, and located to show the load's full width, and or 1 red lamp on each side of the load, visible from at least 500 feet to show maximum overhang of load. If the trailer or motor vehicle is transporting logs, pulpwood, poles, or posts that extend more than 4 feet beyond the rear of the load, you must have 1 amber strobe type lamp equipped so that the lamp is visible from the rear and both sides of the projecting load. The lamp must be operational and seen any time of day or night. Passenger vehicles must not be driven on any highway with a load extending beyond the fenders on the left side of the vehicle or extending more than 6 inches beyond the line of the fenders on the right side. Slow-moving vehicles. Farm vehicles designed for operation at speeds less than 25 miles per hour must display the special sign on the rear when using public highways, not limited access, interstates, Also, these vehicles must only be operated during daylight hours unless equipped with the proper lights, reflectors required for night driving.